Exclusive: Scott Brown, New Hampshire could determine who controls the Senate. By Jasmine Jordan on November 29, 2025. As a high-stakes Senate race unfolds in New Hampshire, former U.S. Senator Scott Brown is mounting a grassroots-driven campaign that could prove pivotal in determining which party controls the Senate in the 2026 election. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Scott Brown detailed his return bid for the U.S. Senate, emphasizing the central role New Hampshire could play in shaping the balance of power in Washington, D.C. With Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen retiring, the seat has emerged as a critical opportunity for Republicans to expand their narrow majority. Brown, who once served as a U.S. Senator from Massachusetts and later ran for Senate in New Hampshire in 2014, is once again positioning himself as the outsider candidate running against entrenched political forces. In the conversation with host Matthew Boyle, Brown outlined a campaign fueled by grassroots energy, citing over 800 endorsers and reporting $1.2 million raised in the last quarter. "People have been flocking to me ever since Johnny announced," Brown remarked, referencing his primary opponent, former Senator John Sununu. Sununu's entry into the race has turned the GOP primary into what Brown characterized as a total dogfight. He emphasized that Sununu has been absent from New Hampshire politics for nearly two decades and raised concerns about his work for a major bank and the World Economic Forum, affiliations Brown said are unpopular among many local voters. Brown also pointed to Sununu's past opposition of President Donald Trump, including an op-ed calling Trump a loser, asserting that such positions are disconnected from the views of the Republican grassroots in the state. Brown contended that many voters don't recognize John Sununu or confuse him with his more well-known family members. They say, "I'm glad Chris is running. It's not Chris, it's John." They go, "Who the hell is John?" "Exactly," Brown stated. He claimed that Sununu's lack of visibility and long absence from the state have created a disconnect with voters, especially in contrast with Brown's retail-style campaigning. In polling figures cited by Brown, he stands at 30% while Sununu is at 39%, with an additional 39% of voters undecided. Brown pointed to this high number of undecided voters as a sign of opportunity for his campaign, describing how recent personal encounters have helped him win over support. "It is literally one vote at a time," he noted. This ground-level strategy is a cornerstone of Brown's campaign, reminiscent of his 2010 special election victory in Massachusetts. He pointed out that while national GOP leadership often backs establishment candidates, their recent track record in New Hampshire, such as supporting Chuck Morse over Don Bolduc, has not yielded success. "Washington, D.C., so-called insiders haven't had a good track record," he commented. Brown also called for immediate debates with Sununu, arguing that voters deserve a direct comparison between the candidates. "He's got to come out and earn it," Brown insisted. According to him, Sununu has so far remained distant and disengaged from public events. Brown took issue with what he views as D.C. insiders trying to influence the state's voters. "They're going to come out and tell people in New Hampshire how to vote. Since when is that going to work?" The broader context of Brown's campaign focuses on New Hampshire's influence in the national political landscape. He framed the race as a tipping point that could determine whether Republicans maintain control of the Senate. Brown has suggested that a Democrat takeover could lead to efforts to eliminate the filibuster, expand the Supreme Court, and grant statehood to territories, changes he considers would bring a permanent shift in the political balance of Washington. "We lose the House and Senate. Then the craziness starts," he warned. The former ambassador to New Zealand under President Trump also discussed U.S.-China relations, praising Trump's approach of using economic pressure to counter Beijing. Brown said, "There's power in numbers," and noted that China is suffering economically, with idle factories and risks of unrest. He emphasized that they need us more than we need them, and added, "I like his using the economy and deals versus bullets. I like that approach a lot." On domestic policy, Brown identified several concerns from voters on the trail. Chief among them were high heating and housing costs, along with the overall cost of goods. While noting recent price drops in gas and groceries, he maintained that underlying issues persist. He criticized the use of the word affordability, suggesting it implies a government takeover and loss of personal freedoms. Instead, he pointed to eliminating red tape, investigating supply costs, and loosening regulations as ways to address economic pressures. Brown also emphasized local infrastructure priorities, including securing full-service veterans hospitals and federal funding for roads and bridges. He faulted current New Hampshire Democrats in Congress for lacking leverage due to their opposition to the president, remarking, "They crush the president every single time they can to think somehow they're going to get some juice. It's just laughable." Brown emphasized the narrowing national Senate map, pointing to competitive races across Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, and potentially Kentucky, while noting redistricting battles in Texas that could impact the House. In this shifting landscape, he underscored the unique significance of his home state, stating, "If you look around the country at the maps, you know, there's a shrinking Senate map, quite frankly. So little New Hampshire could be the one that decides the control of the Senate. Listen here." Breitbart Middle. Scott Brown, November 29, 2025. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.